Hey everyone, how's it going? Welcome back to Christ is the Cure. We are back after a few week break and we are continuing season four with a series, and this series will wrap up season four. How many episodes it'll be, I'm not sure, to be honest. We're going to just go with it and then we'll plan the next season accordingly, which, by the way, I want to remind you before we begin that Christ is the Cure is subscriber supported. And so if you would like to see a season five, prayerfully consider joining the Patreon support team at patreon.com/Christ is the Cure. There are a few different tiers you can join. There's some perks you get from joining, such as exclusive PDFs, exclusive courses, and I'm trying to work on getting more out there for you guys. But ultimately, it boils down to Christ is the Cure is subscriber supported. So if Christ is the Cure has blessed you and you want to see the materials continue on, prayerfully consider joining at least for a year. And then at the end of the year, I'm going to have a giveaway for patrons who have been a patron for more than a few months, and it should be a good one. So we're going to start a new series, and that's going to be called Back to Basics, or BTB for short. So that makes the episode titles easy. And today's episode is going to be really short because it's just going to introduce the series and tell you kind of what I'm thinking behind it. But also I'm going to lay my cards out on the table so you know what to expect in this series. So let's go ahead and begin with that. This series will be Baptistic and Protestant. It will be written from that perspective when we get to the topic of ecclesiology or the ordinances. And I wanted to make sure that that was clear because I do have a wide listener base, and I have been, especially with the denomination series, talking about other views. That will not be happening here. I'm going to be using my positions and talking about my positions as we go through this series. Even then, the series is going to be basic. It's called Back to Basics. And the idea of the series is to make materials accessible for new Christians, because we really have been kind of waffling into the weeds of different topics as the year has gone by, and last year, I believe. And so I wanted to focus on a more broad series that could be more applicable to newer Christians to kind of help them out, because I do have a significant listener base that are new Christians who are trying to learn and move forward in their walk, especially when it comes to younger generations who are picking up podcasts, who are kind of unsure where to start in a world of different literature and discussions, especially online, where you start seeing people going back and forth on different topics, right? So I wanted it to be an accessible tool. And so I'm going to try my best to break things down, define terms. And by the end of the series, hopefully you have a rounded idea of the basics of the Christian faith, but again, from a Baptistic Protestant perspective. This series will begin, obviously, with this introduction. In a minute, I'll go through what I've prepped up to summarize the Christian life. And then from there, we're going to go into First Things, where we're going to discuss a number of topics. And then discipleship, we're going to cover in an episode or two. And then we're going to talk about developing a worldview, a biblical worldview, and how to put on a worldview and how to analyze a worldview. We're going to spend some time on that. And then we're going to go through basic Christian doctrine. That's going to be the longest section. Then we're going to go into disciplines, a means of grace. And we're talking about the different Christian disciplines. And so with these topics, there will be some overlap. For example, we're going to be talking about discipleship, but we're also going to be presupposing a view of scripture when we're talking about discipleship, right? In First Things, when we talk about those topics, it's going to presuppose a biblical worldview. While overlap is inevitable, the idea was to structure this in a logical way where you get what you need immediately, and then we develop those other things that you would grow in afterwards. And so we have First Things where you need to know these things, you need to grasp these things, but then putting on and developing your worldview from a more broad perspective, which does have elements tied into those First Things, will be helpful in terms of fleshing that out. Ultimately, this kind of goes into my mentality of the Christian life in general, in terms of learning. That is that you first learn things, but then you keep spiraling back to them and deepening and developing those same things. And so this kind of follows that pattern. You're given the basics of First Things first and what discipleship is. And then from there, we flesh that out by going through worldviews and doctrine and disciplines, which are still intrinsically tied to those First Things and discipleship. Redundant, maybe. Oversimplistic, probably. That's the way I thought would be helpful to structure this. another aspect that helped me determine how I wanted to structure this dealt with things that you practically need now. So in First Things, we're going to talk a little bit about ecclesiology and the importance of a local body immediately so that the new Christian who may be listening doesn't wait until 16 episodes down the road to finally hear that they should join a local congregation. Of course, 16 is kind of an arbitrary number. I'm just throwing out for the point that I didn't want people waiting for things that they needed to hear now. So that's kind of my mentality, and it'll be rehashed a little bit in this introduction piece. And now we can actually officially start the introduction by describing the Christian life. Now, the Christian life is holistic. It is one of loving God with all your heart, mind, and strength. And you see that in Matthew 22:37. There's also an element of disciplining one's body in 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27. In many ways, the Christian life is transporting oneself into a new level of perception, and this isn't to be taken in a fanciful New Age way, but instead, things become more clear as you look around you and have the gospel and subsequently the biblical worldview as the lens through which you see the world. Things become more clear when you see things through the biblical lens. Whenever you come to Christ and that light kind of clicks on, there's a new level of perception in terms of how you see the world and the things around you. Things make more sense and purpose is actually realized. And so the Christian life is a life of growing towards godliness, growing in Christ, and growing with other Christians. It's more than a name you tack on or a cross you wear or a moral principle you adopt. It's a matter of being transformed, actually being transformed. Having your dispositions changed from hating sin to loving God, to love God, to enjoy Him, to obey Him, to strive for holiness, working on your relationship with Him, that is Christianity. This obedience isn't legalism or working to earn salvation. It is the fruit or the result of being in Christ. It is the result of knowing that you are in Christ's saving arms. And so this isn't, again, legalism or working to earn salvation. It's a desire we cultivate and a desire that grows out of a love and hope planted by the gospel. And so what we need to be wary of is understanding the Christian life as a life of working to earn salvation or having faith that doesn't result in anything. A true living faith will result in a moving heart, soul, and mind. Ultimately, the chief and highest end of man is to glorify God and fully to enjoy Him forever. Now, there are many things the Christian life is not. The Christian life is not, for example, one of only intellectual assent to some theological beliefs. It is not mere knowledge of beliefs or propositions. It is not simply believing in the historical Jesus. But it also is not an emotionally driven adventure that checks the brain at the door. It is holistic. It is mind and heart. It is theology and practice. Without theology, the Christian life becomes an empty practice, doing good without reasonable grounds. Without practice, Christianity becomes an empty exercise of the mind. Furthermore, the Christian life is not compartmentalized, that is, keeping aspects of your Christian faith apart from different aspects of your life. It is not keeping Christian things here and your work things there, or keeping Christian things there and home things over here. The Christian life affects the whole person and every aspect of their life. It interpenetrates the individual's entire sphere of living and influence. Additionally, contrary to many pop TV evangelicals, the Christian life is not a quick rich scheme. The Christian life is not adopt a genie or pick up a new cheat code to make life easier. The Christian life is not mountaintop experience after mountaintop experience, that is, an emotional high, but it can often be a sea of struggles in deep valleys. You may find that you go through a honeymoon phase when first saved, where the fire is lit and spiritual highs abound, but as time progresses, that phase shifts into something more challenging, something more intentional, something more raw, suddenly the raw ore that you were dug out by Christ from the mountain of sin is placed into the furnace of trials to be reworked into something better, something closer to the image of Christ. You'll find that there may be times when you move 5 steps backwards for each step forward in terms of pursuing holiness or pursuing Christ. There are struggles, there are victories, there are losses, there are triumphs. You may find yourself falling into a specific sin and praying for aid and working through that struggle while also being freed with little effort from other temptations. And in that same way, you may look at another Christian who isn't struggling with the sin you're struggling with, but is struggling with the sin that you're not struggling with. Where you were delivered from one temptation, another individual may be struggling with that temptation. Ultimately, knowing these things, knowing that there are valleys, that there are struggles, that there are spiritual lows, or there are feelings of spiritual lows, that you can't credit your feelings with revealing the truth, are important lest a young Christian fall into a bog of despair. We'll talk about all these things later, but these are important to know. The Christian life is also filled with cooperation with wonderful people and difficult people. It is filled with peace and unity and resolutions and disunity and sometimes unresolved disunity. It is filled with joy and heartbreak, struggles and victory. This is to say that the Christian life is all these things that I've mentioned, but it is not a walk we partake in alone. The church, that is the body of Christ, exists for us to share in our mutual faith, coming together to worship God and support one another in the faith. Like any other group, this body of people is not perfect, but shares Christ as their point of unity, growing in holiness together to honor God. At the same time, the Christian life, because it's not compartmentalized, means interacting with unbelievers and sometimes choosing difficult paths like breaking off a relationship that may be harming or hindering your Christian life. But because we have the body of Christ, it also means forming new relationships that help you grow in your Christian life. In all this, the Christian life can be summarized as being a follower of Christ. Being a follower of Christ means living for God and enjoying God. The Christian life means life with the Trinity, the one God who exists as three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we await with hopeful expectation of God's restoration of all of creation. Now, like I said, within this series, I want to focus our attention on the basics of the Christian life, ultimately forming a toolbox for new believers and hopefully a beneficial refresher for seasoned believers. This will open with first things, which are important for the new believer, including a summary of the meta-narrative of Scripture, the gospel clearly articulated, and the first steps of finding a new church and baptism. From there, we will discuss discipleship in depth, explaining what it is and what is expected in discipleship before fleshing out the concept of developing and putting on a biblical worldview. This will hopefully prepare and lead into the next section that outlines Christian doctrines, which again will be the longest section of this series. Following this, however, we can speak to spiritual disciplines or, as some have called them, habits of grace. There is always more depth that one can go into on each of these points we will be looking at, but the goal here is to be an accessible tool for the new Christian, a little more than a catechism and a little less than a complete systematic theology. I'm hoping that by the end of this work, you will have a grasp of some of the basics of the Christian faith, if not all the basics of the Christian faith. A last aspect of the Christian life that I have neglected to say for this specific moment is this. It is essential to realize that the Christian life is not a sprint, but it is a marathon. This was kind of alluded to in all these previous discussions when we're talking about highs and lows and flourishing and struggles. But this is important because the Christian life requires pacing, understanding limitations, and growth takes time. It takes time to develop a biblical worldview and to view the world through that lens. It takes time to sharpen yourself on Christian doctrine. It takes time. It just does. My prayer is that this series can help you move forward with minimally the intellectual aspects that you can then move into application yourself. But be patient with yourself and know that God's grace is sufficient for us in all things. This ultimately wraps up the introduction on Back to Basics, again, BTB, as I'm going to call it for short. And next week, we will talk about first things, the meta-narrative of Scripture, the gospel, the church, and baptism. Until next time, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.